Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zichus Yuma Daf Ein Ches, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim. So the three daps we're going to focus on: number one, Yehuda bar Gerogro is taught in a brisa, Asur Leishev al Gabi Tina b'Yom Kippurim. It's forbidden to sit on mud on Yom Kippur. Rashi explains that the moistness of the mud affects a pleasure like washing. Rabbi Shuben Levi said, "Ubatina b'tapachas," and the brisa speaks of mud that oozes moisture. Abaye said, "Ubatopeach amanasu atpiach," and the brisa speaks of mud that is moist to the degree that it can give whatever it touches the capacity to moisten something else. Rav Yehuda said, "Mutar l'tzanim b'peres," it is permitted to cool oneself with fruits, and he would cool himself off with squash. Rabba would cool himself off with a baby. Rabba would cool himself off with a silver cup. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar was asked two questions. The second one being, what's the luck with regard to going out with a sandal made of rush? When the Mishnah prohibits wearing shoes, does it mean shoes in the strict halachic sense of shoes, which are shoes made from leather, or does it mean to prohibit any footwear? Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani rose to his feet and said that he observed Rabbi Shuben Levi going out with a sandal made of rush in Yom Kippur, which proves it's permitted. He asked him what the halacha is on a Tanya Sibra, and Rabbi Shuben Levi said there's no difference. Rav Yehuda went out in Yom Kippur with sandals made of hitni, which Rashi explains is a type of rush. Abai went out with sandals made of palm leaves. Rava went out with sandals made of grass. And Rava bar Rav Huna would wrap a kerchief around his foot and go out. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Tinokas mutarim b'kulan chutz min'ilas sandal. Small children are permitted to engage in all the pleasures that are prohibited in Yom Kippur except for wearing shoes. After the Gemara's first explanation for why wearing shoes is different is challenged, the Gemara concludes that the Rabban prohibited those pleasures such as wearing shoes that are not necessary for a child's development. But the Rabban did not prohibit those pleasures such as washing and anointing that are necessary for the child's development. Rabbi said, Amrli Aim, my mother told me, referring to the nursemaid that raised him after his mother died in childbirth, the development of a child requires bathing him in warm water and anointing with oil. When he grows a bit older, it requires feeding him egg with kutach, the dipping sauce made of sour milk, moldy bread, crust, and salt. Galdoputa taburi mane. When he grows a bit older, it requires his breaking utensils. Rashi explains that one must give his child utensils to break so that the child can satisfy his impulses. This is in line with Rabba's practice of buying inexpensive cracked clay utensils for his sons, and they would break them. So once again, the few points are: number one, Rav Yehuda bar Gerogro is taught in a braisa. It's forbidden to sit on mud in Yom Kippur. Rashi explains that the moistness of the mud affects a pleasure like washing. Rabbi Shuben Levi said, "Batina matapachas," and the Braisa speaks of mud that oozes moisture. And Abai said, "Ubatopeach amanasu hatpiach," and the Braisa speaks of mud that is moist to the degree that it can give whatever it touches the capacity to moisten something else. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mutar l'tzanim b'peres," it is permitted to cool oneself with fruits, and he would cool himself off with squash. Rabbi would cool himself off with a baby. Rabba would cool himself off with a silver cup. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar was asked two questions, the second one being, what's the halacha with regard to going out with a sandal made of rush? When the Mishnah prohibits wearing shoes, does it mean shoes in the strict halachic sense of shoes, which are shoes made from leather, or does it mean to prohibit any footwear? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani rose to his feet and said that he observed Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi going out with a sandal made of rush in Yom Kippur, which proves it's permitted. He asked him, what's the halacha on a Tanya Sibra, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that there's no difference. Rav Yehuda went out in Yom Kippur with sandals made of hitni, which Rashi explains is a type of rush. Abai went out with sandals made of palm leaves. Rava went out with sandals made of grass. And Rabba bar Rav Huna would wrap a kerchief around his foot and go out. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, Tinokas mutarim b'kulan chutz min'ilas sandal. Small children are permitted to engage in all the pleasures that are prohibited in Yom Kippur except for wearing shoes. After the Gemara's first explanation for why wearing shoes is different, the challenge, the Gemara concludes the Rabban prohibited those pleasures such as wearing shoes that are not necessary for the child's development. But the Rabban did not prohibit those pleasures such as washing and anointing that are necessary for the child's development. For Abai said, Amrli Aim, my mother told me, referring to the nursemaid that raised him after his mother died in childbirth, the development of a child requires bathing him in warm water and anointing with oil. When he grows a bit older, it requires feeding him egg with kutach, the dipping sauce made of sour milk, moldy bread crust, and salt. Galdapurta taburi mande. When he grows a bit older, it requires his breaking utensils. Rashi explains that one must give his child utensils to break so the child can satisfy his impulses. This is in line with Rabba's practice of buying inexpensive cracked clay utensils for his sons, and they would break them. All right, so now it's time to go to our Simra Daf Ein Ches, and this one comes to us by way of Jeremy Shywitz from Woodmere, New York, as well as Yeshua Eisenberg, who both suggested that Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made of rush got dirty. They started breaking cracked clay kaling. Once again, it's emotion. The child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh. Child going, ugh. That must be one daf Ein Ches. The child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, which reminds us it's forbidden to sit on mud in Yom Kippur because the moistness of the mud affects a pleasure like washing. Rabbi Shuben Levi said, "Batina matapachas," and the Brisa speaks of mud that oozes moisture. And Abai said, "Batapeach al menaslat piach," and the Brisa speaks of mud that is moist to the degree that it can give whatever it touches the capacity to moisten something else. Rabbi Yehuda said it's permitted to cool oneself down with fruits. So the child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made of rush got dirty, which reminds us it's permitted to wear non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur such as rush, for when the Mishnah prohibited wearing shoes, it meant shoes in the halachic sense, such as leather shoes, but not footwear made of other material. So the child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made of rush got dirty, they started breaking, cracked. Clay Kaleem, which reminds us, small children are permitted to engage in all the pleasures of prohibiting Yom Kippur except for wearing shoes, for the Rabban did not prohibit pleasures such as washing and anointing that are necessary for the child's development. For Abai said, his adoptive mother told him that the development of a child requires bathing him in warm water and anointing him with oil, and when he grows a bit older, it requires breaking utensils so that the child can satisfy his impulses. This is in line with Rabba's practice of buying inexpensive cracked clay utensils for his sons to break. So once again, the child sitting in the moist mud going, ugh, while trying to cool himself down with a cold squash, got so upset when his sandals made a rush got dirty that he started breaking, cracked, clay kaleem. All right, now it's time to go to our four-block back chazara. Dafayin Dalet, so the Simmer Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Dafayin Dalet, aid. The witness observed the man who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur, which reminds the Gemara brings the reasons behind the Malchokas of Chetzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chetzi Shir is Asmin Torah, since the Chetzi Shir he now eats is fit to combine with more of the same forbidden food to complete the full shear. Rish Lakish says Chetzi Shir is Mutter Min Torah, for the Torah stated that eating certain foods is prohibited, and when eating a Chetzi Shir, there is no halakhic act of eating. So the witness observed the man who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, which reminds us, it could be thought that when the Torah states, Tanu es nafshosechem, you shall afflict yourselves, this means that one should sit in the hot sun or in the cold in order to suffer. Therefore, the Torah states, V'kol malachu l'sasu, and you shall not do any work. So ma malachu shava al tase, af inui shava al tase. Just as the mitzvah of not doing malach is a command to sit and not do, so to the mitzvah of afflicting yourself is a command to sit and not do. That is, the mitzvah of affliction requires not a direct inflicting of pain and discomfort, but a refraining from any activity that relieves such suffering. So the witness observed the man who ate 2 half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, and the food didn't satiate him because it was colorless like the man. Which reminds us, the Gemara determines that the Inui of Yom Kippur is derived from the Inui of the Man, and there's a Malchus regarding what the Inui of the Man was. One said, Ein Adoma Mishe Shul Pas Basalo, or Mishe Einu Pas Basalo. One who has bread in his basket is not at all similar to one who does not have bread in his basket. The other one said, Ein Adoma Mishe Ro Ba'ochel, Mishe Einu Ro Ba'ochel. One who sees what he eats is not at all similar to one who cannot see what he eats. Dafayin Hei, so the Simmer Dafayin Hei is an Amaret. So here goes. The Amaarts, that must mean we're on Daf. Ein Hey. The Amaarts, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, which reminds us of the Malchus about the meaning of the word Daga in the Pasuk, as Zacharnas a Daga Shernochem Mitzrayim Chinam. We remember the fish Daga that we ate in Mitzrayim free of charge. One said Daga refers to actual fish that they ate in abundance in Mitzrayim that was not available to them in the Midbar. The other one said the word Daga refers to Arayos, and they were complaining that certain marital relations they enjoyed in Mitzrayim were now prohibited by the Torah. So the Amaarts, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, which reminds us of the 3 different ways the man fell for the Tzaddikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim. So the Amaarts, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, and always carry a shovel with him, which reminds us of the various interpretations of the Pasuk, Lechem Abirim Achel Ish, humans ate Abirim bread. Rabbi Kiva said, Abirim bread is Lechem Shemalchi Shars Ochino, so bread that the Malachim eat. Rabbi Shmuel said, it's bread that's absorbed in the 248 Evarim limbs of the human body. The Gemara will give different pshatim why they were commanded to have a shovel. Dafayin Vav, so the Simmer Dafayin Vav is an IV tube, intravenous tube. So here goes. The patient hooked him an IV, that must mean we're on Dafayin Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man, which reminds us of the discussion regarding the amount of man that fell. One opinion is that it was piled up 60 amos high, and the second opinion is that the man came down from Bnei Israel and went to accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the Pasuk, Tarko fanai shulchan neged tzorai, you prepared a table before me in view of my tormentors. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man. while eating his drink, which reminds us that shtia b'chva achila is learned from the pasuk of Maaseh Sheni, where it refers to eating shechar, which is a drink. So the patient hooked up to an IV drink he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. Which reminds us that the source for abstaining from rechitz of a sikha is learned from the pasuk of Daniel, where he says, "V'soch l'sachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing," when he shared how he mourned when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Daf Ein Zayin, so similar Daf Ein Zayin is an aes, a goat. So here goes. The goat, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Zayin. The goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals, which reminds us that Gabriel cooled down the burning coals that were taken from among the Kruvim and were meant to be cast down in Yerushalayim to mitigate the disaster. And when he reported back that he had carried out his mission, he was censured for his actions and removed from his post for 21 days. When he sees that the Tsar Pras is seeking to impose a head tax on the Jews, he defends the Jews by asking if the nations of the world are fit to rule over Talmidei Chachamim, even when their wives are praised for denying themselves sleep for the sake of the Torah. He was eventually reinstated when he spoke up on Daniel's behalf, which is the meaning of the words, Vani Basi B'dvarecha. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream, which reminds us one who's going to visit his father or Rebbe or someone who's greater than him in Chochmah may pass through a stream up until his neck in water, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing since it's a mitzvah. He may also cross the stream to prevent a financial loss. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream got an uneasy feeling when he felt the current was strong and saw that even a mighty boat couldn't cross it, which reminds of the stream in Yechezkel's vision that flowed from the Kodesh Kodesh and became so powerful that he couldn't cross it neck deep in the water, nor could even mighty boats cross it. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.